welcome everybody to Unlucky episode 13.
It's Friday. It's not Friday, yeah. Ooh, spooky.
This is not a Friday podcast, neither is it Friday, Wyatt.
It's kind of a Friday podcast.
It's not a Friday podcast at all.
Sometimes we do it Friday, though.
Try not to. We've done it once.
Yeah.
Twice.
So
maybe.
Technically.
Minimum. Maximum. Five.
Good thing we did it tonight and not Friday this week, hey?
Yeah.
You would have died.
We barely did it tonight.
Yeah.
I'm like,
thanks to you.
I'm like sending you running home because I got to get off to hockey because you forgot about the podcast again. I mean, I would tell you to set an alarm on your phone, but it'd be dead.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It would be.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of have a fun story with an alarm.
Oh, okay.
I've gone through a couple phones, you know, in my lifetime, as many teens have, you know, they break, you upgrade and all that. And I had a
swimming with them or
it happens, you know,
cat
whatever
bites it.
Yeah.
Okay. Go on.
And I had a phone. It was just like it wasn't a flip phone, but it was like a sideways flip phone, you know, where you like push it out. So the keyboard was kind
of
hidden.
Yep. I had one of those.
Nice. So I had one of those. And then our friend, Danielle and Taya.
Antaya.
Whichever way you like to pronounce it. I
don't think I've ever said Antaya before.
Different by everybody.
Antaya.
She put an alarm for her birthday, which was at the time like 11 months away.
Nice.
In that time, I upgraded phones, you know, probably twice, honestly.
What?
Who knows? I don't know.
You never know.
You know, you swim with your phone, your cat bites it.
Yeah, it could happen. How many cats do you have?
Yeah.
Right?
And I'm not going to disclose that kind of information on the podcast, how many cats I have.
Yeah, it's the internet.
I'm not going to do that.
I'm like an idiot, Wyatt.
The internet loves cats. You're going to come steal them all. But, and then our birthday finally came along, and I had all my old phones stacked on a shelf that was kind of like above my head when I was sleeping. And 12:01, even though I had not charged this phone in like 5 months, it turned on and just started blasting music. And I just like opened my eyes and just thought, God damn it. Check the phone. It's Danielle's birthday. Woo! Right? It's like 12:01.
Oh my God.
God damn it.
Did you call her right then and there?
No, I told her about it and she got really excited though.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. It's always funny after.
Yeah, it probably was not funny at the time.
Well, I wouldn't say I was laughing. I could see the comedy in it, though.
That's nice. That's a good perspective. You didn't throw the phone across the room?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
It's a little squishy.
I'm missing some things.
Oh, no. No, where are you going?
No, it's okay.
Okay,
I'm
good.
I'm not going to leave you alone, Wyatt.
Oh, my God. Stage fright, man. I don't want to be alone with these guys.
Like, no joke.
No joke. I guess alone by myself. That's not so bad.
Yeah. I came up with a fun idea yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I thought was a little revolutionary.
Okay. Get that.
Because it's for real, Wyatt. All right? You with me so far? Real stuff.
You have my rapt attention.
I was thinking big picture. I was thinking saving the human race. Right?
Saving. Are we in danger? Yeah, we are.
Yes.
Big time.
Oh my God. Time. And so I thought...
Danger of...
And I found out...
Planetary extinction.
...that the absolute best way to save the human race is to shrink everybody.
I mean, good idea, but I'm sorry to tell you it's already been thought of. Have you ever seen Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
Yes, I have.
So I don't.
It was just a concept back there.
Taking credit for this on the internet.
It's just a concept back then.
All right.
This is the real deal.
I mean, I don't want to get hit with copyright stuff.
Because think about this. Like, oh, we're running out of wood, which, you know, I don't believe that we truly are. There's still a lot of trees.
That's a truth.
Around somewhere, there's trees.
Here.
And it's just.
In Canada!
It just means if we're smaller, then we just have more wood per person.
So you just have to shrink.
Because everything's just proportionate to us. Right? We build our houses proportionate to us, right? We build our cars proportionate to us, and we build the cars proportionate and able to push us all of our body weight, so we need more gas. So if we have smaller cars, smaller people don't have to push as much, we now have more gas.
I like it.
Also, because we're using less gas, there's less emissions. Boom! We just saved the human race, Wyatt.
I really like it.
We need less everything.
Here's the thing, though. How many wood stoves do you think it would take to power whatever generator to get enough energy to shrink people all over the world? You're going to be burning a lot of firewood.
You think
and
that's
then
gonna...
you maybe don't have enough wood afterwards to use it all.
No, so... no, Wyatt. I'm burning straight plastic.
Plastic? But how much... All the energy to make
the
plastic?
No, we're trying to save the ozone layer here, Wyatt, by shrinking
it's
ourselves.
Terrible to burn plastic.
Why do you think I'm... We're trying to get rid of it. Plastic is bad for the environment, so we're burning it off.
You're going to just turn it into gas, and it'll seep into the atmosphere.
Into space, I'm pretty sure. We'll just give it to the moon.
Oh, yeah, just throw it up in space.
Yeah, and then eventually we'll have enough fumes up there that we can live there or something like that.
Here's what we should really do.
It all works out.
You're just jettison people up into space.
Whoa!
I mean, not me or you.
Yeah, I wouldn't volunteer.
Or any of our...
Somebody will.
...paying subscribers. You guys are paying for this, right?
I think they are.
Okay, they better be.
You set it up, right?
Yeah. PayPal.
Great.
Spencer Wyatt.
.com/PayPal. Spencer Wyatt.
Internet.
Yeah. But I was thinking about that, and it was a fun thing. Like, if we were all just rats,
yeah,
like the size of rats,
we'd probably have a good couple hundred more years.
Mm-hmm. If you think about how much time we have and how much... It's just, we're just proportionate to the size. It's all just proportionate to us. We're so selfish.
Yeah.
We're so goddamn selfish.
Selfish. Like cells.
Yeah, like we're shrinking.
Also like fish.
We're shrinking the, yeah.
That fish thing doesn't really work, but it popped into my head.
Oh, fish, mammal, it's all working out.
It's all connected.
It's all working out.
I can see the dots connecting.
Yeah.
I'm like Albert.
It's a serious problem, though.
So, like, that's good for like the podcast people? Idea, though. How are we going to change the podcast to shrink people?
We'd shrink everything.
Extra fees with your monthly payment.
That's going to go towards the shrink
12
rate?
Months of the podcast as well as we shrink you.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then everybody that we shrink is just helping out the world a little more.
Small
and then
prizes.
We start, and then we start shrinking all of the celebrities just secretly.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what's going on, but suddenly everyone's like, ooh, this is cool.
And then here's what we do.
Everyone's really cool.
We shrink everyone. But not ourselves.
Oh, we'd be so cool.
We'd be the best. Smoosh. No, we would smoosh.
And then because everyone's smaller, everybody like deteriorates faster.
Yeah.
And so we're now big, and then we're...
Extra detail. You deteriorate.
I mean, you would. You're like, you just die faster.
Science works out.
And we step on a few, at least.
Yeah, probably more than a few.
And so we're now 40 years old.
Yeah.
And because everybody else deteriorates faster, they've gone through like four generations.
So they don't even know. We're just like,
yeah, we're
almighty.
Giants. We're gods, Wyatt.
We are gods.
We're gods. That's awesome.
Wow, this is an excellent idea.
It is. Because when the last person is shrunk down, somebody has to push that button, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not, like, whatever about timers, you know? We tell everybody, because we just made the shrink ray, that we, somebody has to push the button. Like, oh, somebody's got to do it. And so then, like, you know.
Just see world leaders, the UN. it's okay. I mean, you guys go ahead. Someone's got to push the button. We'll
somebody's
right
got to push the button. Like, oh, well, somebody does. Somebody does have to push the button.
Makes sense.
One person's like, hey, do you want you to just put it on a timer? We just shoot the shrink ray at them and they're tiny.
Why did you
What's that? Oh,
did
you step on them?
No.
What's that on your shoe?
It's gum. Here's what I see, though.
Gross.
The great and devastating human / ant massive battle war of all time.
Ant-Man.
Sure. Oh, that movie.
Yes.
Sorry, what?
Yes.
I disappoint.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
What were you saying about the big ant war?
I don't know. I just see, you know, humans and ants going at it. Because, you know, once we're the same size, like, it's fair game. Mm-hmm. You know, ants are 40 times stronger than we are.
Proportional to their size?
Yeah. They
easily.
Can lift up, like, yeah. So I don't, but we got the technology.
Yeah, we got the brains.
Yeah.
I really like the idea of small animals, like small insects that can fall from any height.
Yeah.
Like, it just doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what height they fall from, just because they're so light and, like, the wind resistance of them falling just doesn't allow them to get fast enough to break anything or die.
Would it work like that for us if we were smaller?
Yes. Well, we'd have to get lighter.
All of a sudden, I want to be shrunk.
I know. Isn't that exciting? Because...
No more parachute.
Because there's just, like, there's just larger air molecules.
Yeah.
To
proportionate.
Yeah, to slow us down. They're just bigger.
And yeah,
it's an exciting thought.
It's just like a nice little pillow.
A nice little what?
Just float down like a feather, like a palo.
A palo what?
Is it a pillow? I don't know how people say it.
Normally, like normal people.
Pillow.
Yes.
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 G'day, mate.
Yes, boy. Yes, buddy.
SJP.
Do you mind if I talk to you about a little je ne sais quoi? A little
I mean,
dialogue.
I don't
if
know
I
what
may?
It is if you don't know what it is. Dialogue? Yeah, okay. Let's do a dialogue.
I want to bring up my dialogue for you. This is the one that I couldn't record last week. Guess what? Couldn't record it yet this week. What?
I mean, that's why we had to wait till Friday.
My actresses are really flaky.
That's
all
just
right?
Actors and actresses.
They're flakier than burnt toast.
Didn't get our trailer or something.
Our trailer?
Her trailer.
Oh.
His trailer.
Yeah, they...
Her slash he.
They really are just big snobs.
Yeah.
They want, like, crazy amounts of like, Greenland water as well.
We talk about that?
They want boiled Greenland water that's then chilled and then reheated for their shower. Isn't that weird?
I wanted my grape sliced, not diced. You fool!
Either way, this is the dialogue for this week. We're getting into it real early because me and Wyatt are in a little bit of a rush.
Yeah, because I've got Macarena.
You just set yourself up for failure so much.
Yeah, I'm good at it.
You have Macarena class. Here we go. Just an after edit here. There's actually not going to be a dialogue this week. I had it written and prepared and everything like that and had enough time, but just the scheduling didn't work out between me and the other voice actor. So this week's dialogue is going to be pushed back to next week. So there's just going to be nothing this week. Yeah, so I'm just going to leave in all the conversation that me and Wyatt had afterwards about the dialogue, and we just kept it ambiguous enough that it's... doesn't give anything away too much, and is actually pretty funny just to listen to it without any context. So either way, we're just going to get right back into that, but I will, however, add in a little bit of the reading from me and Wyatt, more specifically, Wyatt's part. Here it is.
Wait, okay. Are you G1 or am I G1?
You're G1.
Alright.
Ah! Please. His daddy invented reusable toilet paper or something, so they got like super amount of cash.
Yeah, thanks. That makes me feel a lot more comfortable.
Yeah, you gotta go out there and show them really? What you've got. Harmony at its best.
Yeah, that was good.
Was it really?
That's
why
my standard reply? I just thought.
Yeah, I'm
pick up on it.
I genuinely don't like your replies to any of my things.
Okay, you want to tell me something that I thought was bad? That's what you want. That's just what you're looking for.
No, actually not yet, because there's probably some things I want to change, because I haven't even recorded that yet.
I'm
sure it's
going to turn out.
You can comment.
Can I get specific?
General. You can get general.
I really like some of the jokes. They were quite good. Some of the things were said very weird. A couple of the words weren't words. A couple of jokes.
There was one word.
I don't think I've ever seen anyone say ever, and I don't know how that popped into your head.
Obviously, the word was panky shash.
Yeah.
Panky shash.
You gotta include that in the real one.
I know I will.
Panky shash? Panky schnash?
Panky shash. It's kind of like fifaf.
Fifaf, sure.
Bah, bah, bah,
why don't you just use fifaf?
I don't want, because that's been said before.
That's
I want
pretty
panky
eccentric.
Shash. I want panky shash.
Ah, panky schnash.
Panky shash.
Oh my god.
It's kind of like, get out of here.
Yeah, that guy's, it's not really his, he's not that it's, he's got the weird brain thing, is it? He's got some weird stories.
He does, yeah.
Yeah.
What I really wanted to do with that one is just like, he trails off, mm-hmm. but then when he comes back to it, it's just like the conclusion of a really crazy story.
Like he's thinking about the story the whole time?
No.
No. Because it all seems like so normal until he trails off and then it mm-hmm. gets weird.
Yeah. I look forward to next week's potentially. I haven't thought of the idea, but I've been, over the last couple of days, I've been really into different filmmaking instructionals and how-tos and just kind of like There's like an online film school that I've been watching a lot of stuff on, as well as just like different, you know.
In preparation?
Sort of. Not really. No.
Just because you're interested?
Just general interest. I just started watching them and then, and also just like the products and different microphones and cameras and stuff like that. And one of them was on screenwriting and stuff like that, which is basically what this is. And
it's a dialogue.
Yeah.
You're not writing on the screen. You're typing on a keyboard.
Thanks for that addition, Wyatt.
I mean, I want to make it clear. There might be people out there who don't know. Screenwriting actually doesn't entail writing on screens.
Yeah, it does.
Really? Because I was
It's writing what ends up on screen.
I thought that'd be ridiculous.
It's screenwriting. Is it really? It's writing what ends up on screen. If you screenwrite, you're writing the script, and then they take the script, and then they shoot the script, and so you determine what happens on screen.
What a backwards world we live in.
It's pretty. Yeah.
I mean, right upside down.
It's all over the place. I'd agree with that.
Yeah.
Do you have any crazy stories like this week that you want to share?
Crazy stories this week.
I'm just asking in case you had anything in mind that was just like,
it was super
can't
cool
wait
that
to
I want
tell it.
The internet.
Because I want to hear it if it's crazy.
What if I don't want to tell these people?
That's totally fine.
What if I don't want them to know? I don't have anything. I'm just,
okay.
I'm just stalling.
Well, then that's an all right segue into something new that I want to do. I don't plan on doing this much, but have you ever heard of relief writing?
Nope. But I can guess what it is.
Do you want to have a guess?
Yeah, you know, you're stressed out, your job's in the tank, your wife is on about the chinaware again, the dishes.
God damn,
she wants
chinaware.
To do them. Your son is being a little prick.
So what do?
Well, you discipline him.
Okay.
Harshly. Not to mention the damn dog keeps barking.
All right, Wyatt.
I can see it. I can see it in my head.
All
right,
Wyatt,
now.
Keep boring us with
your
life.
You're living your boring suburban life. You're getting fat because you're stressed out, so you're eating, and you hate yourself, so you're stressed out.
So what do you do? What do you do about it?
So you start writing.
Oh.
Your childhood passion.
Ooh.
You get back to your roots. You write for relief, and that's what relief writing is.
Cool. And then what do you do with that writing?
How off base was I?
Not overly.
Oh, nice.
I mean, how, what do you do with the writing?
Nothing. You hide it. Because it's terrible, you know, when I wanted to see it ever.
That's pretty much right.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't expect you to get the the actual saying relief writing, because I just made it up right now. Not to say it's not right, because it's a pretty good guess.
It rhymes.
But the idea is that something happens and you want to get something off your chest, and so you go ahead and you write it down or you start writing a text message,
like,
and then you delete it.
Like a diorama.
So that only you see it.
Yeah.
Right? So that only you're able to see this, you know, you're the only one that's able to see the...
It's like in therapy when they tell you to write a letter to someone.
Yeah, and then you just burn it.
Yeah. It's
just supposed to be getting it off your chest just because you put it down and you're able to see it, visualize it, and then nobody else has to see it. And so I kind of want to do something similar with that today, because do you feel comfortable around me, Wyatt?
I mean, like, ever since you gave me that envelope with the hearts on it, I've been feeling more and more comfortable.
Do I ever make you feel uncomfortable, Wyatt?
Yeah.
Good. Then it means I'm succeeding as a friend. Because usually with relief writing, there's no one else around who gets to see it. But this way, I'm the only one that's going to be able to hear it. What we're going to do...
Wait, hold on. I am totally lost.
What we're going to do, okay. I'm going to explain this one to you, going to scream...
Okay.
Our relief letter.
Scream it.
We're going to scream it.
There's people at the home.
That's all right. They understand that we're doing podcasts.
It's fine. They're just doing a podcast.
And so what's going to happen is I'm going to say, all right, we're going to start it now, and I'm going to cut out our section of us yelling. So it's just gonna be us just letting it out, just getting it off our chest, and then I'm just gonna cut it out, and it's gonna be real bad for the listeners. It's gonna kind of be an interesting part where maybe as soon as they cut, we're gonna be a lot more relaxed. Maybe we're gonna sound happier. Who knows?
Spencer, can I trust you?
Yes.
Are you really gonna cut it out?
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna tell the internet my deepest, darkest
desires. Don't mean to start?
All right.
I haven't thought of anything, but I'm assuming it's just going to come to me. All I want is more money! I want more money to go and travel and do cool shit! God damn it! Oh, why can't things be easier for me? Just hand it to me! I'm getting so much shit and I'm just not doing anything! Do you want to take over? Do you mind yelling into the thing so it doesn't hurt me?
Doesn't hurt you?
Yeah.
All right, in my hands and like that. I don't know what to yell about.
Just yell into that so you're not like piercing me.
I hate doing this podcast every week. I don't want to do it again. Why?
Come on. I just,
it's not true. I need something to yell about. Life is good.
We're happy.
God, this is overheating right, me, I'm Wyatt. Done. This is overheating me.
I'm out of things to yell about.
That was an awful session, Wyatt.
Yeah, I didn't do a very good job.
All right, here comes the back. We're back.
Hi.
I'm just overheated now.
Yeah. Are we putting the hands on the face?
I don't know why you did that.
Yeah, I mean, you did that, so I was like...
It was over my eyes, so I was visualizing my angers.
Oh, I was just full face.
Yeah, I know. I could tell. Can't say that helped.
I don't really feel that much, but I didn't really yell about anything.
I mean, it's really just me just... I was mostly just yelling about money.
I was joking around.
Great relief writing, Wyatt.
Yeah. Maybe I don't need relief writing.
You don't need relief writing?
Maybe I need relief talking.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, deep.
You got something to let off your chest?
I mean, like, no.
You're not passionate about a lot of subjects?
I'm passionate about a lot of subjects.
You passionate about a lot of disagreeable subjects?
Disagreeable?
Yeah, maybe like you think that gay marriage shouldn't be legalized. Do you think that?
How many negatives are in that? Gay marriage should not be. I think gay marriage should be legalized. That's what I think.
That's good. That's good. That's all right. That's
good. Isn't it already? Totally is.
Yes.
In most parts of the world.
Yes.
Except for in
some parts of the U.S.
That country? Some parts of the
North Korea.
No.
China.
Maybe. Could be. There's one in particular.
It's actually legal in China. It's actually one of the gayest countries.
China is?
Just because by
and
mass.
It's still illegal?
Just by mass people. Yeah, I looked it up one day with Mark C. and Brennan.
Who?
We were drinking that night. And we wanted to know what the gayest country was in like a
I wonder what the,
a normal
I wonder what
way.
The gayest country. So we can go there. What? What was that? What?
It came up like totally naturally. It wasn't.
Oh yeah, it sounds like just
and it wasn't
average.
And it wasn't like a mean. We want to figure out what the gayest country is.
That's nice that you guys, you know, felt like it was totally good.
Yeah, just, you know. The intention was all good, and it was all funny.
I guess that's the obvious.
And now
answer.
I'm left with some information, like how China's the
gayest country.
The gayest country, I think, if I remember correctly.
Makes sense. Biggest country.
Most
by people.
Second India, I think.
Does India have more people now? I thought they were catching up.
I don't know. I genuinely don't remember.
You're wrong. I'm right.
It's
not true.
Yeah. I have a couple ideas for you.
Okay.
If you don't mind if I pass them by you. And these are ideas to improve the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
One of which was shrinking the human race.
Yeah, well, that's a no-brainer.
We chatted about it.
We got that down. Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
We're going... away. I'm going to be away. Don't know about you quite yet. You're probably going to be working over Christmas.
Yeah.
And so we're probably going to have 1 week where we won't actually be together to record a podcast.
So we'll Skype.
We will not Skype. This is what I'm suggesting. We set something up and we have a 10-hour podcast. Right? So we record and we put out the 10-hour podcast.
10 hours?
And then I listen to the podcast. I then find all the highlights. I then put together for the next week a highlight podcast.
Are we allowed to just like, are we allowed to do anything while we're doing this 10 hours?
Yeah. Yeah, we plan things. Like, it'd be like over.
Watch a movie.
We would watch a movie. That is one of my ideas.
play cards.
We would not play cards. It's a very visual game.
Yeah, but who cares about the viewers? I could just be like, all
yeah,
right.
Then we just have like drinking games and stuff like that.
It's crazy eights. There's a six of diamonds. I have a six of spades in my hand. Should I play that or my eight of clubs?
You know, oh, I'm just going to leave this one. Okay. I'm just going to leave this.
Sorry.
Because I quite like the idea. I said 10 hours, but now that I'm thinking about it, we can just go as long as we want. And as long as we can. I think so, once we get enough people over, because I could probably go for a while. Because when we just chat with people, it's always fun.
You just walk around with the microphone.
Yeah.
You know?
It'd be a little bit tricky because I don't really have the best setup.
Maybe we could
per
just
say.
Like, maybe we could just put the microphone in the living room. And people,
oh, and people just come in and out?
People just come in and out.
God, that would be hectic.
Yeah.
Absolute just chaos. Just everybody talking everywhere. We might have to review a couple things.
Might violate some rights.
That's all right. I'm just like spitballing, as you know, but like property. This one's not much of a spitball. This one's more of a fastball, as they say.
Ready to catch.
You caught it.
Yep.
Good. It was a changeup. I don't know what that is.
It's a curveball.
My next one is more train noises. We'll get to that in a later segment.
Better, like, voice, like, we're making the train noises, or
just
more.
Like,
electronic?
Just people like it.
Okay.
People like the train noises.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
I've been getting a lot of emails, actually, about it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, with just, like, 50% of them just literally saying more train noises. So I put it as one of
how
my
many,
thing to...
How many emails are we talking, like, two?
Well, if it's 50%...
So it could be one.
And, like, 50%, I'm just, like, spitballing 29.
Wow, that's a lot of emails.
Yeah, and that's, like, the 50%.
Of, that's just last week.
Easily. I'm telling you, we're going up in the ranks. Next one is more impressions and accents, because everybody knows that. I've been actually working on my accent this entire time. Yes.
Yes.
That is my Kiwi accent for yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, what?
Good day, mate.
I don't think they say that.
Good day, matey.
Closer, I guess.
Good night.
My final idea is to put the podcast in. I came up with two ideas. One is the elevator. The next.
The elevator? Which one?
It's in elevators.
Okay, well, we'll get back to you on that.
We haven't quite decided if we want to put it in the elevator
or elevators. Plural.
And we can put it in taxi cabs where the cab driver doesn't actually speak English. And we can put it at the waiting room of a DMV.
Can you take us across town? Where to? ambiguous random place that I can't come up with right now. You know what? Actually, we want to be on the other side of town. And then we just do that for like an hour and drive around. And then he's like, you owe me $300.
No. You're getting the wrong impression here. We put it in those things, not us, but just in general, so that everybody listens to them. Because all these places are places where people have to listen to something.
Instead of elevator music.
Yeah, elevator music. They'll probably start like going up and down with the elevator just to listen to the podcast.
Yeah. Press all the buttons.
The elf. Classic elf. And then the taxi cab is just like, you know, it's loud and they're like jamming out to our podcast. And then people are just like, can you please turn this down? And they go, I'm a driver.
That's
you
know, awful.
Can you please just turn it? There's just gotta be some.
No, yeah, totally.
Because how difficult could it be to,
learn Turkish?
No, or just like fake, a taxi
French.
Cab. Do you want to interview me for a taxi cab job?
Hello, sir. Do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
Are you a legal adult?
Yes.
You're hired.
Yes.
You're hired. No, you have the job.
Yes, yes.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah, you get it. All right.
Yes.
Here you go. Here's the keys. Knock yourself
God
out.
God bless America.
Okay, we're in Canada, sir.
God bless.
God bless America.
Yes. That was an easier...
That was a pretty easy interview.
That was a pretty easy interview. Hmm. Oh, you are a legal adult? That was literally one of your questions.
I mean, you gotta know. You don't want to be infringing on those child labor laws.
You didn't ask me about a driver's license, did you?
I did. That was my first question.
Oh, I missed it. I was too... I didn't actually understand.
Didn't ask you if you had a Canadian driver's license.
Oh.
Though, so maybe that was
ooh,
a...
Ooh,
tricky
there.
Well, I mean, who cares?
Well, I wouldn't say who cares.
I don't care.
Somebody does. This one's probably going to be a little bit shorter just because, again, you didn't actually...
I mean, like,
we're actually gonna have to get to trains, like, right now. That's how late. Oh,
we don't have time.
Oh my goodness, I'm knocking everything over right now in our blanket fort. I'm gonna get right to it. Do you mind if I start?
Yeah, go.
Thank
for it.
You.
Oh wait, I need to remember my thing. What was it? I asked you to remember this one.
No, you said I better remember this. So I bet.
Was the no mumbles? Oh, what was it? Mumbles? Okay, you go first.
I don't remember. Do you want to, like, look it up on my phone?
No, I don't care that much. I'll just guess.
There, guesstimate. There's my phone. If you want to look it up while I
mean,
explain.
I can just make something up and
just
kind of
like say yes a lot, so I know that you're kind of listening to me.
Yes.
I looked up the great train wreck of 1918.
Yes.
Now, train wrecks do kind of interest me a little bit, just because, like, trains are relatively simple. You know, they go on the track and they go forwards, and they go backwards, and then they're set to the track. And so, like, how difficult could it be? But there are so many train wrecks. So many train wrecks. So many collisions with vehicles. Vehicles, it's their problem. But there's a lot of derailments. A lot that goes wrong. You know, runaway trains. Things break. It's insane how much...
complicated machines.
Yeah, how much these trains just, like, run off the tracks, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They just really build up too much steam and...
it actually ties into my segment.
Run awry.
So this is good.
Oh, good. So this is in Nashville, July 9th. Which is fun fact, 2 days after my birthday. That is fun.
You know what else is fun?
What else is fun?
Today's December 9th.
What? This is tying together like crazy. And there was just like a super simple issue of just two... I don't know what they call them. The people that like say, yes, you can go on that track.
Conductor.
No, but like the people who tell the conductors where they can go.
Railway officier.
Basically. It's kind of like the air traffic controller for trains.
Darth Vader. I watched Star Wars this week.
So your answer to that was Darth Vader.
That's what popped into my head.
Yes, you can take that line.
I have this hilarious thing out of my head right now, but yeah. Darth Vader directing traffic.
Basically, one person said, "Yeah, you're clear to go on that line," and then the next person says, "Yeah, you're clear to go on that line."
Idiots.
And then these two trains.
Mm-hmm.
Come hurtling at each other, one going 50 miles per hour, one going 60 miles per hour. Boom!
They didn't even slow down?
Well, you know, they slow down, but it's too late. Wow. Who knows if they're coming around a bend? They just don't know.
Did everyone die?
It was massive. Like, do you know how fast that is for trains to hit?
Like
so
50
sad.
/60. Do you add them together? It's been a while since grade 11 physics. It's like 110 kilometers an hour.
Yeah, if you run into a wall 110 kilometers an hour, which is like what, 190 kilometers?
Because
we're talking miles right now.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
fast.
It's like 1.7 kilometers to a mile.
So like 190 would be.
No, I don't know.
2.3.
It's like 1.7, 1.6658.
It's something crazy. Like Americans should just switch to what we're on.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'm going to win that debate over a podcast.
That.
I think I'm going to have to talk to somebody else.
President Obama.
Yeah, and
Obama.
Like, the collision was heard from like 3 kilometers away.
I believe it.
I would believe it too, because it was on Wikipedia, and I better believe it, because everything on Wikipedia is true. And there was like 101 people died, and 117 people injured, and it was just so loud that like 50,000 people came to help. Like, that's a lot of people.
50,000?
50,000.
Is that a real number?
That's a real number.
You read that?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
It's crazy.
Your voice is going up a lot.
Look, okay? All right, it's crazy. It really is.
50,000.
Yeah, that's like as many as that goes into a really big stadium.
How many people is that per person who got injured/hurt?
I don't know. Do you want to...
divide it by 200.
I mean, it's like out of 500 people.
25,000. 25.
It's like 1 out of 500 people or something like that.
2,500? 250?
All right. Yeah, and so they had like 500 people grabbing one dead person. I think that's kind of how it goes.
Sure. Yeah.
Is that what you were getting at?
Yeah.
Because that's what I went to.
It's a lot of hands-on.
Either way, I did just like find it just really crazy. Yeah, it's 500. It's in math.
Did they get sued? The people, the conductors? The
sure.
The officiers?
Do you know what the saddest part is about the story,
PC?
Though?
What?
I mean, you hear about this all the time, but it really is sad. One of the conductors, it would have been... his last day on the job.
No way. This is a fake internet story. That is the clue.
Not.
That makes it a fake internet story.
No, it's not. It would have been his last day
fact,
on the job,
no,
and he hit right into
right
another
there?
Train at 110
that is a sure sign
miles per hour.
This is a fake internet story.
Wyatt, show your remorse.
No, it's not real.
What do you want, his name? What do you want, his birth certificate? What do you
want? I just
want
you to tell me that it wasn't his last day on the job. Maybe it was
That's what the Wikipedia entry said.
Maybe it was his last month.
Look, okay.
Maybe he had like a couple more shifts next year. It was not. Maybe it was last year. It was not his last day.
Who are you to
That's
say?
Bullshit.
Who are you to say, Wyatt?
I am me.
Show your remorse.
I am saying it right now. I'm remorsed out. All these morbid train stories. People dying.
They're real train stories, Wyatt. That's what we're here for.
Real facts.
We're like the CNN over the Onion. No, wait. We're CBC over the Onion.
We're the serious men in a blanket fort.
That's what we are right now. Very, very serious men.
In a blanket fort.
All right, Wyatt. Keep it going, because I got to get going to hockey.
All right, I'll do you my thing.
I'm really, like, taking up a ton of time, and you're, like, trying to speed through it, kind of. Go for it.
Am I? I feel like I was just listening. All right. I've got so many things to tell you this week, though. I went on the internet. I looked up trains again. I saw a picture.
God,
I was like, whoa, that looks like a lot like our local railway. And I was like,
wow.
We've never talked about our local railway. That's so weird how we haven't talked about it. I wonder why. Oh, it's super boring.
It's super
so
boring.
So I'm not going to talk about that. It goes from like Courtney to Victoria.
Yeah.
And it's not closed down.
It's not super boring.
I took it once. Did you take it? Have you taken it?
Yeah, I've taken it.
It's pretty nice.
Awful.
It's nice.
It's real bad.
Got some nice views.
It's really slow.
Yeah, it's really slow, and it's kind of dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, that's it about that. Then I was on the Wikipedia page, and they were telling me about the track gauge. And this is what ties in with your story, because the train that you were talking about must have had a track gauge, like the train in my story.
You're so relatable, Wyatt.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You're so relatable. That's why I have you on the podcast.
Yeah. It's the connections are just, oh man, my mind is alight. Okay, yeah. Anyways, they got some weird names for track gauges. It's basically just the size.
Can you explain what a track
gauge
like is?
The distance between the two rails.
Oh.
That's it. And they got like Irish Railway, they got the Indian track, they got the Monsoon Swiss or something. They got basically a bunch of different countries.
I'm glad that you didn't talk about our local railway, because this is so much more exciting.
Here's where
it
really gets
exciting.
Is.
Okay.
Sometimes, when two different rail lines have to use the same track, they put two different track gauges together, and they just have a third line in the middle. So maybe you got a 4-foot span in between, but then you have an outside third rail, which is 5 feet. Fascinating.
And are the trains able to move their wheels closer and further apart?
No. It's just like Northern Lights Railway Train Company, their trains' wheels are 4 feet apart.
Oh, that's dumb.
And then Dakota South Engineering Railway trains are 5 feet apart.
I like your examples.
Yeah, they're good names, right?
I would have believed him if I didn't call you out for it.
What did I say? Dakota Northern Lights or something?
You said
something like that.
Southern Lights Engineering. It sounded about right.
It sounded train.
Because engineering is like an engineer.
Yeah, train engineers.
Yeah.
Wow, the more dots are connecting, it's like a spider web. But it gets even more interesting.
Oh, yeah.
All right? Okay. So I was reading up on, like, the timeline on when these, like, sort of different track gauges evolved and, like, what came first, blah, 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 blah. I get to the first railway ever in Britain. Ooh. After the Industrial Revolution.
Was it with our buddy Richard Trevithick?
Probably.
Probably, hey?
Anyways.
Where did you say it was, Great Britain?
Yep.
That's Richard.
Richard Trevithick.
Trevithick. I just remembered his name, and that
he was the guy.
And
who,
that generally makes me a little bit sad that I remembered his name. That I actually learned something from our train podcast.
I remember you saying that name. I would not remember it.
Richard Trevithick.
Trevithick. Yeah. Anyways, he needs to get limestone from a quarry inland to the sea. You know what he uses to power this train? Horses. Horse-drawn trains.
Oh.
Pretty cool, right?
No.
So I was looking up, reading up on this first railway, and it's not that cool, is it?
No, no.
It's a Monsoya Mumbles something. Anyway, the first railway, it's like, it shut down in 1960, but it has like the most different types of power used to power its train ever on a railway. It's got horse power.
Nice.
Steam power.
Mm-hmm.
Petrol, diesel.
Nice, nice, nice.
And sail power.
Whoa! We gotta look that up for next week.
Yeah.
That's
awesome. We'll just leave that as a cliffhanger.
How do you even... God, that's...
Sail power trained.
Those sails have to be massive.
I looked up some pictures. It was pretty wild.
That is wild.
But
that's some wild
next week,
stuff.
I guess. Wow. Special episode.
Can you give me just, like, a general... Because if I'm thinking about how big the sail would have to be...
Just go with your arms. I'll tell you.
I'm thinking...
Bigger? Bigger.
I'm thinking like a football field.
Much bigger. I actually come to think of it, you probably can't get your arms that wide.
Yeah, especially in this room.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if the room was bigger, maybe your arms could go farther.
Yeah, I'm thinking like football field size. Just because of how much weight is down onto like a wheels that genuinely don't turn very well.
And then just imagine like actually trying to like put something on the actual train.
Yeah, it's not really a good idea. And then you kind of like turn a corner and then then suddenly the sail's like facing a different direction and then it just doesn't pull you anymore. Pulls you off the track.
It's probably something they built and realized like, wow, this is a terrible
idea.
Not
a really good idea. They probably did it like once and just to say that they did.
The wind doesn't always go in the same direction.
Maybe that's what they had to do to become the most powered train tracks. Yeah, if I said
like
that right.
It was just a Guinness World Record. A Guinness World Record book breaker.
Yeah. It's like, we're now tied with every other old train.
For one day. Track. Over a 1 mile span, we powered our train with wind power.
I mean, where does it stop? Can they then push the train? It's like human powered.
I guess.
And they go and like get just like a whole bunch of gerbils to pull it. Gerbil powered. How and then they gerbils, have, like, TNT, though? And they start just hucking TNT behind it and, like,
with
the shockwaves. What? No!
Okay, good.
The gerbils are pulling.
That's what I mean. You're going to hit some gerbils.
No, you're
going to have some gerbil casualties.
No, they're not pushing the train. They're pulling. So they're on leashes, pulling it, and you're hucking TNT behind you.
They're little gerbils. They can't take too much of a beating.
Look, okay, it's a long train, Wyatt.
You're going to singe their fur.
Work with me here! Work with me here,
I
Wyatt!
I can't while you're talking about mass murdering gerbils.
Is it murder if it's gerbils, though?
Yes.
What if I eat them?
Then it's fine.
Hunting. It's just hunting.
Then it's just hunting,
people
I guess.
Fish
yeah,
with...
hunt all the time. I'll go get my gun.
Okay, Wyatt. I genuinely have to go now. Right. I'm going to like send you home real quick. I'm going to jump in the car, go to hockey, kick some butt.
Yeah.
Because that's what I do.
With your skates. Sounds kind of violent.
Yeah, that's... I go straight up the crack with the blade.
Too much information. Did not need to know that part.
It's dangerous.
Don't
it's
you wear diapers
thing.
In hockey or something anyway?
A jock strap?
Yeah, jock strap.
Yeah, that's not for the butthole, though. So we're going to leave that there. We're going to leave this podcast here.
I know
here.
That.
I got to record the dialogue real quick tomorrow and then just shoot the podcast up on...
With heroin.
Thank you for that, adding that one, Wyatt.
Yep.
We're going to be back next
Glad
week.
Here.
More trains, more blankets, more talking. See ya.
Bye.